Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw I had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Just use it all you want, and if you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. And just keep coming back and reading, listening, asking questions, following our Brain Trust members, the 2,000 members of our Brain Trust, the largest community of small business experts on the planet, including our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is our good friend. You can find the body of work that he's deposited with us over the last many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joel, thank you for all this great information that you've been bringing us about some of the things we've got to look forward to in the future. One of the things that's and this makes perfect sense to me because of some of the things that I see out there in the marketplace, and that's what I'm going to call smart windows, smart glass.
Yeah.
And I don't think I saw that they call it that, but when I see what people are doing with glass and the application of that kind of a product, this stuff is smart, isn't it?
It's amazingly smart, and they should call it that. I agree with you, because all of a sudden there's this capacity for a single piece of glass to do multiple things. By the way, I'm kind of proud that Sage Electrochromics, it's a Faribault, Minnesota company who's leading this way. Way to go, Minnesota, right? but think about this. You do a glass building. You got your offices inside it.
Right.
The glass, when it is appropriate, is a solar panel, and it's producing electricity for the building. It is a shade, so if you want to darken the room, you dial it, and all of a sudden the glass gets opaque or at least translucent to keep the sun coming in. By the way, it's still producing solar energy on the outside. You can change it again, and it now becomes the equivalent of your computer screen, except it's the whole piece of window, and now you can do a PowerPoint presentation on the screen. I mean, think about
that. Sounds like it's going to be some expensive glass.
Here's what we know. This is a 3M line that I learned when I was working with 3M.
Mm-hmm.
Make it by the mile, sell it by the inch.
Yeah.
We're not making it by the mile yet.
Right.
When you make this glass by the mile, you know mass production.
Yeah.
In fact, Peter Drucker once said, when you get your mass production running really well, the biggest cost you have is the marketing cost, not the manufacturing cost.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to happen here.
Well, you've talked to us in the market. You've talked to us in the past about paint that could
yes.
and coatings that could be used that you know, the paint on your car could be the photo cell or whatever, or your roof or whatever. Is it something like this? Is this part of the makeup of the glass? Is it a coating on the glass? What is it?
It's a coating. It's absolutely a coating. In fact, it's an amazing coating because it is incredibly thin. It's like 1/50th the thickness of a human hair in terms of the coating. So if you think about that, by the way, the material you're putting down is pretty trivial compared to the results you're getting. So if you think about painting your roof, by the way, you know, this is one of the things we talked about too. If everybody painted their roof white in the world, we would not have a heating problem because we'd kick off so much energy.
Wow.
The real thing to do is to paint your roof with the solar paint and turn it into electricity as you're kicking away some of the sunlight. So there are some very interesting technological fixes that are starting to show up. And this basically, again, remember that photon coming in gets converted to electricity, not to heat.
And see, Joel, this is the kind of thing that keeps bringing me back to our so-called political leaders. They're political, but they're so-called leaders who think that they know, all they know how to do is legislate things. All they know how to do is regulate things. When all they need to do to solve so many of our problems is to encourage and unleash and unobstruct the innovation power of entrepreneurs.
And let me say one thing about that encourage. We need to encourage with money.
I agree.
Federal government has been really good at spending at the very earliest stages to make the market so that everybody else will come in.
I do believe that is good use of federal government money. I agree with that 100%. Yeah, no, I no question about it, because that's at the stage when it's hard to see the ROI.
Exactly. In fact, you can't see it at that stage.
But then let the entrepreneurs take those ideas and turn it into a useful product. I'm excited about where we're going with all this, and I'm glad these things are coming to light, and I'm glad you're bringing them to us and reminding us about them or telling us about them, Joel. We'll look forward to more good reports from you in the future. Thank you for being here.
You got it. Good
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Starthrower.com, also joelbarker.com. His books, his films, you want to check all of it out. Whenever you read anything or see anything that Joel Barker does, you'll get smarter, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.